Our next two guests met each other years ago when they were cast in the renowned theater group, The Neo-Futurists. Cecil Baldwin is the voice of the podcast Welcome to Night Vale and has previously appeared as a guest announcer on this very show. Kate Jones is joining us from Switzerland and has previously appeared as a contestant on this very show. Cecil, Kate, hey, welcome back to Ask Me Another.
Hi, hello.
Hi, hi.
So Cecil Baldwin has been on the other side of this particular situation where you have been the one to have all the answers.
Yep. Yeah.
How does it feel?
My heart is beating out of my chest. This is very nerve-wracking, I must say.
Well, why did you agree to it?
I don't know.
I don't know. It was a mistake.
I don't know.
So Cecil sort of has a, I was going to say Cecil has a bit of an advantage because he's been on both sides of the show as of right now. But Kate, you were a contestant, like applied, showed up at a live show, put yourself under the spotlight, not even knowing what would be thrown at you before.
Yeah. And I told no one I was going on the show, and it went so badly that I never told anyone afterwards.
Oh, no. Really?
There was an element that I didn't know, and it just deflated me. And I went home just filled with shame.
This is going to be an entirely different experience. This is going to lift you up. You're going to play this at your birthday parties going forward. So yeah.
Get ready to feel some pride, both of you.
Get ready.
Yes.
Get ready to get ready to win. Okay? Get ready to win. So we know that you're frenemies, but you're going to work together on this first game.
Okay.
So this is called eBooks. You're going to add the letter E to book titles to create a new title that changes the plot.
For example, if I say, this Dr. Seuss book teaches children how to read by encouraging them to use Francis or John Paul as a trampoline, you would say, hop on Pope, adding an E to hop on pop.
Okay, here's your first one. In Mario Puzo's classic Italian-American novel, when Don Corleone says, I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse, what he's offering is bird plumage.
Okay, so it's the Godfather. The Godfeather?
Feather.
The Godfeather?
Yeah. Yes.
Starting strong.
Starting strong.
Yeah.
All right, here's another one. Virginia Woolf's classic feminist treatise asserts that every woman deserves a space in her home to stash actor Wilson, who played Hansel in Zoolander.
Oh, I got it.
It's not To the Lighthouse, is it? No.
I think it's A Room of One's Owen.
Yeah,
that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
score that point for Kate.
Redemption.
In this book of essays, Roxane Gay tells readers that the only way to support gender equality is by stringing small decorative objects onto necklaces.
Okay, beading, necklace, bead, bad, Breaking Bad.
Close.
It's not
Breaking
a book.
And sort of like the general term for women and men who talk about
bad feminist, bead feminist.
There you go.
That's yes, it. Feminist.
Yes, yes.
Bead feminist.
Nice job.
Well done.
Mm. Nice
that was hard work. But
guess
you,
who
you
used
got
context
there.
Clues to get through the SATs?
Yeah, right on. Here's another one. If you have a gluten allergy, you shouldn't read this well-known guide to pregnancy exclusively for bread bakers, which gives new meaning to having a bun in the oven.
What to expect when you're... what do you add the E, though? What to expect
gluten,
when you're expecting...
A gluten allergy.
What do you expect
not
when
read
you're...
it with a gluten.
Wheat. Oh, wheat to expect.
Yeah.
When you're expecting.
Wheat to expect. Nice, nice.
That's
nice.
It.
I'm glad you knew that book, because I...
Digital high five. Okay. Bam.
Okay. James Joyce's first novel is a coming-of-age story about Stephen Dedalus, a boy who roars into puberty when he grows hair on his neck like a lion.
James Joyce, Ulysses? No.
No, the other one.
Dubliners?
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 The other one.
The other one.
Finnegan's.
No, Finnegan's. That's not it. Why did he write so many books?
Well, it would be something about a man because it becomes Maine.
Portrait of an Artist as a Young Maine.
Yes.
Oh. I'm so sorry.
That's fine.
I'm so sorry.
I understand.
I shocked myself with that one.
That was That was a swear worthy pull for sure.
That was amazing, and you got all of them.
Yeah. Yay. Yeah. High five.
Right.
Kate.
Yeah. High five.
Boom.
Hey guys, there is some very noisy construction happening. I'm gonna go close this window. Pardon
okay.
me for a moment.
Yeah, every day of recording from home is a different thing that you're like, well, I guess this will be part of the show now. Well,
yep.
Kate, you are not in New York. You are in somewhere. Where are you? You tell
me. I'm in Lausanne, Switzerland, where we have laws against noise at this hour. So
what are the laws around noise?
You aren't allowed to make noise. Well, it's really between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. You can't even flush the toilet in your building sometimes. If it's like a noisy system, they have a rule against that.
So what is it like to be in a place where everyone agrees to a set of rules?
Bananas.
Kate, so I have to ask you about your last experience on Ask Me Another. When you said there was an element you didn't know, what do you mean? What did that mean?
I had to answer what was missing from a list of ingredients that are in the penny. And I didn't remember that it's zinc now, that it's no longer copper. That will be on my tombstone, I'm sure.
I can understand why you feel a lot of shame. That is, I mean, boy, how embarrassing.